K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Unashamedly fans of this young man. He's been one of our favourites for a heck of a long time at K-Rock Footy. And we're even more excited for him because he's going to venture into the world of coaching of his own team. Barwon Heads reserves next year are going to be led by the great Max Orgarinos. He's been good enough to join us for Inspirations Paint Grovedale here at West Oval. And I'm going to get Birchie to open up. Birchie, don't forget to turn Maxie's microphone on so he can talk. Here's Jane Birch. Birchie?
Well, Max, we've had you on a couple of times in recent years and coaching has often come up in our conversations. So congratulations, you've landed the Barwon Heads reserves coaching role. Can you talk us through how you've actually ended up there and what the process was?
Yeah, so... Thank you for that. But about probably a month ago, maybe a bit longer, Damien McMahon, who obviously played a lot of footy with us, some areas, reached out, asked me if I wanted to help out and gave me a few different roles to pick from that I wanted, and none of them were actually the reserves coach. It was assistant, runner, a bunch of different things, and development coach, and sort of had a think, and I was like, oh, geez, if I'm going to do it, I want to give it everything and sort of be all in and properly give coaching a go. So I just asked if there's any twos coaches locked in, because that's something I'm interested in. And he said, nah, there's an opportunity there. So caught up with him and Shala for a beer, and we sort of spoke through it. I was really excited and super keen after that, and pretty much put pen to paper the next day. Yeah, so that's how it came about.
We just chatted to Chris Brown, and he's super excited to take on a team who finished ninth this year in the GFL. But having a look at Barwon Heads reserves, they made the second week of the finals.
Yeah.
So that's a real positive. And their under-18s yesterday won, had a big victory in their grand final too. So you certainly go into planning out your pre-season with plenty of confidence that obviously you've got a pretty talented crop of players there.
Yeah, it's super exciting, actually. I went down and watched the 18s play, and they were fantastic. They won by 52 points and looked in control most of the day, and yeah, led by a pretty impressive skipper, which was good to see. But I think they're mostly a bottom age team, so there's only about 6 or 7 coming up.
Yep.
Which is a little bit unfortunate, but good for the following year. But that's super exciting. And then didn't see much of the reserves this year, but winning a final is a super foundation to have coming into the program, and the conversations I've had with Damo and Shaller about the year that's coming is they're pretty disappointed with the senior result, missing out on finals, and I think it seeing Anglesey win from fifth yesterday sort of hurt them a little bit. So I think the ones are going to improve by a long way, especially with Damo's first year in the role. So it's exciting from a twos perspective as well.
It's one of the more thankless tasks, coaching a twos team, Maxie, but I suspect you've got to start somewhere, and if you want to coach your own senior team eventually, you know, your playing career's come to an end before you wanted it to, but if you want to coach your own side, you've got to put a building block in place somewhere.
Exactly, and yeah, I think this is the perfect building block. It's a perfect opportunity to go somewhere new and sort of not coach friends as well. There's a bit of bias in that, so it's a new club, still know a couple of people there obviously, and also being in the twos and not straight into a one senior coaching role is probably, like, I feel like it'll be a little bit less pressure in a way, just because there's more support from the ones coaching group, but at the same time can support them, can put my ideas out there. I think, like you said, it'll be a bit thankless and a bit challenging at times with losing players that I don't want to lose up into the ones and that sort of thing. But from what I've seen at the being around and field of boys yesterday, they're super excited for the season to come in both age groups, so at both grades. So it seems like a real squad mentality, which is something that's always been a focus on at St Mary's, which is super awesome. So yeah, just super keen to sink the teeth in already. It's probably a bit early, but got to wait a couple of months. But I'm pretty excited with the decision that I've made.
Aside from the Falcons and Werribee, St Mary's is home, and it's where all your footy's basically been. How's that going to be, cutting that cord?
It'll be tough for sure. I've had a couple of chats with Scotty Hosking about it. Obviously don't want to do anything wrong by St Mary's, and love the club to bits, been here since Auskick. So I think it'd be awesome to come back here one day as well in a coaching role if that's sort of the career I go on. And this, like you said before, is a perfect sort of building block for a coaching career. But yeah, I'll still be barracking for St Mary, still here today, obviously, and then next week. Yeah, they're still my club, so still love them. Yeah.
The South Barwon coach will be very disappointed because he's obviously a bit of a mentor for you. And didn't he offer you the reserves job at South Barwon this year?
Yeah, for this year he did. I think the timing was off last year. I needed this year to sort of assess what I want. And I think when I came on here last time for a chat, it sort of mentioned it was coming to watch footy's been a bit hard this year, and it sort of burned me inside a little bit. So what it did make me realise is I want to be involved at footy club. So this opportunity came around pretty early. Haven't spoken to Mark this time around. But
does it make it easier that it's in the Ballarine and not?
It does make it easier.
Yeah,
for sure.
I get a sense that that's probably a bit easier for you, and knowing Macca and that stuff down there as well, in terms of being connected to Barwon Heads anyway.
For sure. So yeah, that role did. And that maybe that's why I sort of said to Damo he's a twos coach on, because I did give that a lot of thought last year, and it excited me a lot, that sort of role, whereas the assistant one doesn't as much, just because it's not your team in a way.
It's interesting you say that. I reckon you're going to be the most well-credentialed reserves coach in history, mind you,
by far.
But it's interesting you have that perception, because I would suspect that lots of people would go, oh, I'd love to be an assistant or a senior assistant, and that's like the Chris Brown route that's going to West now. But, you know, your mentality is like some people in the AFL who go, I've got to go and coach a VFL team, or I've got to go and coach my own team before I can coach at a different level.
Yeah, and potentially I'm wrong there.
I absolutely applaud you for doing it, because I think the easy way out is, oh, I'll just go to be an assistant somewhere and
hide
behind somebody. Exactly, hide behind somebody, and you have to make some decisions at whatever level you have to do it. You're in the seat.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, and that's sort of what I wanted. Yeah. Maybe I'll be no good at it, and it's not for me. And after a year, I go, well, I gave it my best go, and we'll try something else. But it's the best way for me to really sink my teeth into it and get that exposure, and I'm going to learn a lot. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes for sure, but there'll be a lot of learning, and I think it's going to set me up for hopefully a coaching career ahead.
With Damien down there, he's obviously been a part of it for 12 months now. Has he told you it's a pretty big thing to be involved in a community football club like it is at Barwon Heads?
Yeah, it's something that's definitely a bit different. It was a bit new to me that I saw yesterday, that it's the one town club, whereas St Mary's, and a lot of the GFL clubs don't have that. And obviously there's positives and negatives of both, but there's a real sense of that community down there, which is awesome. And I've only had yesterday's exposure to it, but I'm keen for that for sure.
Before I throw to Rowan McSparran for Inspirations Paint Grovedale, St Joseph's 3-12-30. St Mary's advanced to a preliminary final in the twos, 6-9-45. So Dylan's brother Hayden gets an opportunity to play in a prelim next week. One of the twins, I always get them confused, but I know that it's Hayden who's now playing for St Mary's. Dylan is in Darwin. D for Dylan in Darwin. There we go. That makes sense. Here's Rowan McSparran.
I think you touched on it earlier, Max. Sitting in the hot seat is, you either know if coaching's for you or not, and sometimes, as you alluded to earlier, when you are an assistant, you can just get left to your own devices a little bit. I think that's a really courageous decision to go, you know what, is this available, and am I able to jump in? And touching back on that town versus town mentality, obviously we don't have that as much at JFL, but is that something that you touched on that you're really excited about, that town versus town kind of mentality?
Yeah, and it's probably not something I thought about until I did take the job. It's even just getting the Facebook post going up and people from down there getting around me and sending messages and stuff that I don't actually know or haven't met them was really, felt really good. Like I've been included straight away, and it's not like you have to earn your way into being part of the group or whatnot. They're very open, very welcoming, and Yeah, I'm really not exactly sure what that town v town rivalry is going to look like or feel like or involve, but
you'll get a good sense of it to start with, we'll find out
pretty quick, yeah. I think, especially
when they play Ocean Grove. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Really looking forward to it. Yeah,
oh, that's good, mate. Is there any roles at senior level for you? Are you going to help out on the bench, or are you going to have any impact at senior level as well as coaching the 12 o'clock side?
Yeah, it won't be anything sort of like locked in formally, but there'll be a role that'll probably change week to week and sort of what I think's most valuable. So I think obviously during the week, support them from a training perspective, help them out with drills and provide some of our own as well, because we're going in with the squad mentality of both reserves and seniors training the same way, having the same identity, same game plan and whatnot. And then on the weekend, probably depending on opposition, I might watch from the club rooms, might watch with them, offer a piece of advice here and there, maybe talk to some of the Resi's boys that potentially have gone up that might be in their first 5 or 10 games of senior footy and give them a bit of support. I think it's probably something we'll work out in the first month, what's most valuable and what it looks like exactly. But yeah, I think they're trying to go with a bit of a tighter coaching group, so they might need a bit of support.
Yeah, so you've obviously had great experience and exposure at Falcons and Werribee and also some really great coaches at St Mary's. Where do you take a lot of your coaching philosophy from? Where do you draw your...
Yeah, I've had some ripping coaches, actually. So, like, Glenn and Travis were great at St Mary's, and then at Werribee, starting with John Lamont. He was amazing, into Choco Williams, who's obviously an AFL Premiership coach, and then into Michael Barlow, who are all so different. Like, all of them all have their intricacies and uniqueness, and I think I'm trying to pick pieces of each that I believe in that work for me and apply that. But, yeah, I only had Choco for 12 months, but some of the stuff that he had to say and some of his beliefs have stuck in my head. So... I think, yeah, there'll be a collection of everyone's ideas in built into me, yeah.
Maxi, congratulations. We look forward to following your progress with the Bowen Heads Tuesday. They might just become our...
Oh, they will be the most well-credentialed and advertised reserves team in Australia. You watch.
Maxi's twos. We're talking about
those. I tell you what, we're building you up. You better bloody win a game, I tell you.
Yeah, pressure's on now.
We won't ask you how you're feeling watching finals footy, because I suspect there's every ounce of your being wants to be out there, but you know, yeah, that the body's had enough. You're doing some good work at the gym, by the way, too, so that's good to see.
Two kingies, it's good down there early mornings.
Talking about blokes, Tommy Higgins has just walked past.
Oh, look at him, hey? K-Rock's own, Tommy Higgins.
We better have a quick chat. Jump in, Tommy. We had to jump in and have a quick chat to the superstar, super saint. Hello, Tommy. Birchie's got the microphone, but I'll ask you a question. Tommy, how are you going?
Yeah, not bad. Just cruising, just helping out, volunteering down here.
You've re-signed?
Yep, 2026, keen.
You're talking more to people. You've become a bit of a cult figure. Are you surprised how many people know you in Geelong from being here for less than 12 months?
I don't think that many people know me. It's been fun. Found a family away from my family, so it's been good fun and really enjoying it.
Went to the races yesterday?
Yeah. had a bit of fun at the races and down here a bit dusty this morning, but we're getting through it. A few hot chips doesn't help.
Yeah, you're great mates with the number 17 from the Cats, Lawson Humphreys. Yeah, has he got your ticket for Friday night?
We'll see how we go there. He's got a lot of family coming over to support him, so they're coming a long way from WA. But
you've come all the way to play footy here to support him. Surely you can find your ticket.
We'll see how we go. But he's looking forward to it, and hopefully he gets a kick and doesn't bag me out and on the K-Rock interview after when they win.
Tommy, we go and volunteer.
Yeah, see you, boys.
Thanks for dropping by. Tommy Higgins there. Maxi, sorry to have him. I just thought we'd get Tommy Higgins very quickly.
Very good.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Enjoy the summer and look forward to seeing what the Bowen Heads Super 2s can do in 2026.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on this year and over the years. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale. Maxi Orgarinos joining us. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.